Hey everybody, fantastic episode of The Morning Show today. We discuss the meme coin rally in which large caps and small caps in the meme coin sector are performing well. We talk all things Rune, price action, and catalyst. And then we're actually joined by the CEO and CSO of Xverse Wallet, our partners for the show. Xverse is the leading wallet on Bitcoin right now. Definitely a juicy conversation with them about runes and about the future of the Xverse product. Hope you enjoy the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Daily Bone Podcast, April 24th, Wednesday. We are here to discuss all things crypto market. That includes Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, meme coins, and of course, the riskiest of the risky, NFTs. Today, we're going to discuss meme coins continuing to surge and where things could trend from here on the meme coin front. We're going to discuss Ethereum NFTs showing some signs of life again, and then talk all things runes, price action, and catalyst. Runes has been a fascinating thing to follow over the past, call it 10 days or so. Very interesting stuff. And our partner for today's show, Xverse, the leading wallet for Bitcoin with over 1 million downloads. Absolutely love to see that. You probably heard of Xverse. You probably use Xverse if you're participating on the ordinals or runes side of the market. They announced runes integration on Monday, which means your wallet now displays your rune balance alongside your Bitcoin and Stacks balance. At the end of the show, we'll be joined by Jan, the Xverse Chief Strategy Officer and co-host of the very popular Ordinal show. I co-host it with Trevor and Leonidas, Trevor Owens, a friend of the show and investor in our organization. They're going to walk us through how to buy runes and ordinals properly, how to use the Xverse wallet, and future plans for the Xverse organization. So if you're new to ordinals, you're new to runes, or anything Bitcoin self-custody related, go to xverse.app and download the Xverse wallet today. That's xverse.app, xverse.app. Clemente, what's going on, amigo? How you doing?
I was going to say, I got some Bitcoin burning a hole in my Xverse wallet. Dude, Shay, show me your tickers, guys. Show me in the comments. I might buy one at the end of the show. Might just burn a few $100. I'm feeling good, Fio. Satoshi Nakamoto's back up. Dude, let's go.
So you feel good because the things you're gambling on are maybe up right now.
Yeah, which he hasn't sold.
I'm holding this thing, baby. No, I actually did. It is a little bit of a problem. I was about to go to sleep last night, and Ansem tweeted about Nubcat. So I'm sitting there, and literally right as I'm about to turn my phone off and get to bed, Ansem tweets it. Nub pumps 30%, and then I'm sitting there, and then I can't go to sleep. I slept like shit. I had dreams about Epic Duck. I had dreams about Nub. It was a disaster. Absolutely.
Gambling addiction.
Dude, you're not trading at all. Like you're literally the moment that a trade moves against you in like 30 seconds, you're like, oh, I completely screwed.
Nick doesn't understand though. Pups is up. We're up. The boys are up, Nick.
I do understand because I bought Pups when he was bear posting it because it was a good price, which was, I think it went down to like 30, 35, something like that.
You're up 50%. You're welcome.
Well, I was looking to enter it regardless. That's one that's been on my radar. So yeah, I'm in that. I've been holding my Epic. I think I'm up 200 to 300% on that. But dude, don't exit your positions after you make the trade. You got to ride these to either 1,000% minimum or zero.
Like, I hope you guys ride them to zero because I think all this shit's stupid.
I love it, Kix.
Okay, Grandpa.
Real quick, Clemente, can you pull up the tweet that Node wrote about you?
Oh my gosh!
I'll pull it up. Just roasted me.
Also, the new meme
was killing you yesterday.
The meme is so fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's like the best thing ever. Also, we want to see the meme that Antoine Algin, very talented AI artist, created of you. We want to see that so meme good. Too.
That's literally who he is.
So this is Node. Ladies and gentlemen, Node, friend of the show. You know, he comes on the show from time to time. He said, why Clemente sucks at trading? Number one, he doesn't believe in something. I agree. Number two, he can't think long term. I agree.
Find Jesus is what he wrote there, dude.
Wait, where's that? Where's that?
That's number one. What do you think number one is?
Oh, he doesn't believe. No, when he says believe in something, I read that. Well, that's a funny way to frame it, Nick. I read it a little differently. Number three, can't stomach volatility. Well, you got that right. Number four, constantly chasing, FOMOing everything. I look, Node couldn't that have us
100%.
Pretty much literally 100 said.
Yeah. And then this is the meme.
The best meme ever.
Clemente, maybe you can pin this on the Twitter stage for the people that are just listening.
I will use this for years to come. Years. This will become like one of my top five like reply guy posts.
It's just so good. It's so good. His face fits on the little kid's face so well. This is the meme of the little kid seemingly happy that there is a massive fire occurring right in front of her. Super, super funny meme right there. Clemente, so I mean, I'm going to go ahead and assume that you have less money now than you did 4 months ago. Is that right?
No, I'm up. I'm like unrealized, dude. Nub is up like 60%. The problem with Nub, right, is like,
I'm sorry, a 60% gain in meme coin trading
in one gamble
4 months is covering your whole bags.
No, that's not. Hold on here. I would actually say, dude, I'm like low key break even.
Low key. Yo, I low-key could have just done nothing and I'd be in the same spot I'm in right now.
Sounds like this guy has some real tight accounting records over there.
Just low-key,
he thinks he may be floating break-even.
He's like, I'm up. Nub's up 60%. Sits there for a second. He's like, wait a minute. I think I'm break-even. I think my money is dead flat over the last 120 days.
Well, the problem is my accounting records are actually not tight, but I have been saved by...
No.
I've been saved by Bonk. Dude, Bonk is up 75% in the last week. I was down 50% on that bad boy. Yo, I'm back.
You need a spreadsheet to account for this stuff. You want us to just throw money your way for you to make this even more, and you don't have a spreadsheet tracking your trade?
And just some quick math, Clemente. If you're down 50%, you go up 75%, you're still down.
All right. Well, the reason why I didn't want to spreadsheet it was because all of them were down. So it was just like painful to look at. But now I actually don't mind maybe bringing out the Excel sheet.
Being able to look at the spreadsheet when you're down is the most powerful thing. It just requires a little bit of emotional training. It's like going to the gym and just realizing that you're weak. But then sticking with it, you're not suddenly going to lift, you know, twice as much and injure yourself. If you can emotionally handle the feeling of failure, you're setting yourself up for success, man.
I don't know if he can.
How are you sizing into these things? Just like kind of like the same amount every time, or just real instinct?
Yeah, well, I freed up. So basically what happened is I freed up. I had a gambling stack that I set aside at the beginning of the year. It was like $12,000. I said, I'm like, dude, I'm going to gamble the shit.
What percentage of your portfolio was that gambling stack?
23%.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have $50,000 sitting around? Yeah,
I would say that's about it. So I have Coinbase that I have, like, I don't touch basically. I'm like, dude, even though I actually I don't touch it.
You're breaking every one of your own rules, dude. Every single one.
Hold on. No.
I love he says something that he contradicts like 50 times. She's like, so like Coinbase, never touch it. Except for that one time I had to like pull out like $4,000, into a bonk.
No, but hold on. So I set aside $12,000 at the beginning of the year. And I was like, hey, I'm going to gamble on this. I plowed it all initially into ETH and then NFTs, you know, Sappy Seals, Wassies. I just literally put it all
you
in.
You told me to sell a little pudgy to buy a Wasi, and they just
good,
went.
Good trade. No,
the Wasi trade cooked. The Wasi, yeah, I made a 3X on Wasi.
In like a 24-hour window.
Yeah, you got
a 48-hour period. Clemente called me a paper-handed bozo for selling it there, and then he proceeded to sell it for a loss about 72 hours following.
Dude, I'm still holding my Sappy Seal, which was under the advice of Clemente. I'm down over 50% on that.
Well, that was during my hot streak, dude. I wasn't missing. And for a moment
in time, are you still holding your Sappy Seal?
I got one left. Yeah, yeah. And they're up, dude. They're at like 0.8. I'm chilling.
You told Nick to buy it at 1.5. Anyway, go ahead. Please continue.
Or something.
He said they were going to 10 each.
He said they were going to 10.
They will.
Utmost confidence. Like, no disrespect. No hesitation.
Yeah, love, no disrespect love to Sappy Seal. It's just, it's funny. Clemente is telling you this stuff with this level of confidence that's just laughable. Anyway, Clemente, please continue.
So anyways, I sold a lot of my ETH NFT. So I found myself all of a sudden, I came up like, kind of like Nick, I came up on a lot of money to gamble with. So I had a bunch of
come up with a lot of money to gamble.
Well, to utilize, right? So you obviously, Nick, you are operating in a different net worth, right? I still need to hustle my way up, right? So I'm still need to be, I need to make these 100x trades, Nick.
Real quick, to be clear, Nick came into that money because he worked at a company for years. Wasn't he just shitting on it yesterday?
No, I bought the Sappy Steel for 1.75. I just went and looked. And additionally,
you bought the absolute Pico top.
That's like, a top tick.
So, and I'm down.
You might be the highest sale on that thing. So like, if we go and look, you might have the highest sale over the last like 90 days.
I'm so fucking pissed on this. The thing I was gonna say, I'm not yeeting the money that I got from the stock into like some other shit right now.
The stock being your equity from a company you worked at for years.
Yeah, and I'm buying Bitcoin and Solana is what I've been.
Do you think I don't want, dude? I would love to be in a spot where I can just put it in. You know, I put in whatever that money all into Bitcoin, Solana. I don't have to think about it again. Right. But to me, it's like, okay, if I go from 30K to $120,000 in the next 2 years, that's not life.
Then you have to pay taxes on half of it. And then you're like, you know, what's the point?
So, right. How do you think, real quick before we move on, how do you think, what is the best way to maximize your odds that you get 1,000x?
Just trade that shit, baby.
Dude, that's the worst thing you can possibly do, basically.
Like, shotgun approach by every influencer ticker and let it fly.
What you don't understand, though, and this is very important, is right now I'm like going through boot camp training, right? I'm learning. This is the school of hard knocks right now.
Using 15-minute candles, so you got a long way to go. Like, you're using 15-minute candles to trade off of.
Clemente, here's the thing.
Learning.
I don't even think
it's perfect. I'm not saying it's perfect.
Your lesson is going to be how overtrading chops you up. Sorry, Kix, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, because for some people, finding the 1,000x, that's just not who they are. You know what I mean? And they may be someone that they just hit the 3x over and over. They're a volume player, right? Because in 2021, I ran up the stack 30x, mostly on 2 to 3x's. But you also have to trade about 3,000 times to do that.
Exactly. Dude, that's what I've been doing too.
Exactly.
Hey, Kix, we're on the same page, dude. Those 2 to 3x's, boom.
I got you,
boom,
baby. Boom, no, boom. I know who you are. I know who you are, man. You know, you like to, yeah. Anyways, we could talk about this all day, but.
And who you are starts with an R.
Real quick, one funny comment here. Test Tube Ted said, "Pio, does Clemente contribute to his retirement plan?" I feel like going into the payroll system and looking if you're contributing to the 401k, because if you're not, it's a big problem.
Full.
Full. Okay. Full. All right, dude, just checking.
I've never contributed once in my life.
What I do need to do is that I was talking to Nick about it briefly, was the Roth. I think the Roth something where you put in and it's tax-free, and I can just put I can buy Bitcoin, I guess, with it maybe. Okay. That's the next experiment. Is actually, I need to do that.
The Roths, you're not going to be able to. No,
you can buy IBIT.
Yeah, you can buy Bitcoin ETFs. A backdoor Roth. So, but I think you can actually just go make a Roth. The problem is you had up until 9 days ago to do that for last year.
I'd way rather put that into Solana right now.
And Clemente, if I want to hit you with some just raw reality. We're going kind of increasingly more communist. Pretty high likelihood they seize Roth IRAs in the next 20 years.
So I should just
not even worth it at your age.
So what you're saying is I should just buy meme coins instead of buying.
Yes. 100%, dude. 100%.
By the way,
they can't just pull that out of your bank account. They can take your Roth IRA. FDR did it with gold in the 30s. Now they're talking about tax and unrealized gains. Dude, just draw a line on the path it's going, man. And your Roth IRA is going to be
No way we're passing that.
And just wait. So, dude. See what happens.
Just the very last thing. I'm actually in the process of selling my 2012 Golf TDI right now. It's like 120,000 miles. I'm about to come into, like Nick, $7,000. That is just the funneling in
clean.
I got a new gambling stack. Dude, I'm fired up, baby.
Let's go. And Clemente, real talk, maybe RWA that.
What is that? Is that a
real world assets?
Tokenize that car, dude.
Hit up arcade.xyz. Let's see if Cyrus will give you a nice loan on the vehicle. You may have to cover delivery fees if you default, which will probably happen. And I think we just really try to break the internet with this. I think we get a nice RWA on the TDI. Yeah, we're on to something.
What? The RWA on the can you explain that?
Real basically, world he can tokenize
it, lend it to
TDI.
Himself. Yeah,
exactly. It's a TDI is turbo diesel injected. It's a type of engine that sits inside of the Volkswagen vehicle that Clemente drives.
Have you ever heard a car drive and then it goes?
Nice sound effects.
That's what that is.
I love it.
TDI.
That
was very good.
So $7,000, Clemente, where would you park it right now and why is it meme coin?
I would plow it all into Epic.
Did I say? I already said I'm
the fuck is Epic anyways?
Epic Duck, dude.
Is that Mando's?
Yeah.
So he's coming on tomorrow. We'll see what he says about Epic Duck and
boy, he's gonna move the market, so why don't you front run that trade and get in there?
I knew some guys that like to do a lot of whippets in college, and I'm getting flashbacks.
Here's what you should do. You should set up a BonkBot account, move the money over there. That's what I trade all of the meme coin stuff with. I moved one soul over. It's now a 15 or 20 soul, and I'm just running it up basically. Like I'm just continuing to expand my position on there, and that's my degen portfolio.
Yeah, I have that too. I have Shuriken bot.
Yeah.
Shuriken.
Were you trying to pronounce it with an actual Japanese accent?
Shuriken.
Yes, Hadouken.
Nice. Kicks, let's rock the weather report. Let's kick things off. We'll have to see how Clemente deploys the $7,000 he's getting.
My brain cells are flying out of my ear. They're retreating like the British in 1862. Meme coins are back in the last 24 hours. That's not the weather report. Let's go up. Wednesday, April 24th. ETH market volume, 19 million. Solana, 9.5. Ordinals, 9. Not so tough now, Ordinals. NFT market leaders. On Ethereum, most collections were flat. With m'ladies up 6% to 5.2 ETH. Man, it's looking good to be a m'lady today. Cool Man's Universe down 20% to 0.1. Okay, I don't know why I put that on there. Over on Solana, I guess I got to say it. Retardio Cousins are up 25% to 11.9 SOL. And DGen Ape Academy is down 25% to 9.8 SOL. Finally, on Ordinals, Rune Pups pumped overnight up 33%. To 0.1 BTC. Prometheans, Clemente's favorite, down 25% to 0.046 BTC. Majors are slightly up again on the day after a third straight day of BTC ETF inflows. Bitcoin is up 0.5% to $66,400. And Ethereum is up 3% to 3.3K. Solana up 2% back to 160. Meme coins rallying across the board, with the largest gainers being, of course, Sharkcat, Hobbs, and Normie, all up over 40% on the day. Majors also had a great day with Bonk leading up 35% over the last 24 hours. Once again, a couple of other news things. Bitcoin mining pool via BTC kicked off an auction for the Epic Sat they earned for mining the halving block. This is one of four Epic Sats in existence and the only one with a known public owner. Current bid, $360,000, and it closes at noon EST tomorrow. Get your Epic Sats now. SocialFi has begun to heat up on Blast the App Fantasy.top, but has over $45 million of total value locked from user deposits prior to its upcoming launch over on Avalanche. The Arena, formerly known as Stars Arena, launches V2 of their platform today. Last but not least, the Bitcoin network, it's experiencing high fees and traffic as users rush to mint Fihu, their first rune deployed. Over 500,000 of the publicly available 1.1 million supply was minted yesterday. Minting concluded overnight, and all eyes are now on that project to release further plans for the rune and 99% supply that they pre-mined. They own 99% of the supply. That sounds like a great project. Off the reps, back to you in the studio.
Fantastic weather report as usual, Kicks. Love it when the team keeps 99% of the allocation. Anyway, some updates from the Daily Bone newsletter. It's emailed to anyone that subscribes at dailybones.com. First story, Jupiter Exchange announces the beta launch of their mobile experience, slated for May, which offers one-click trading with no fees. There's our buddy Meow holding it down on a video on the Jupiter account. Next story, the U.S. Department of Justice seeks a 3-year sentence for former Binance CEO CZ. I thought this was very interesting because a lot of people thought that CZ was not going to end up having any kind of jail time. It seems that we are interested in getting this guy behind bars for 36 months. It's a lot less than 25 years, Sam Bankman-Fried. Anyway, Ordinals Collection Inc., INK, raises $10 million from Caesar Aon to grow their IP globally. We'll have to see how this IP growth goes. The floor currently sits at 0.013 Bitcoins. We'll see if they can compete with Bodogos on Giphy, 128 million views. You know what I'm talking about. Last story, Dog With Hat gains 20% to a $3.3 billion market cap and flips Pepe as meme coins continue to rally. And speaking of meme coins, that's the first topic of conversation that we are about to dive into. Meme coins are back in the last 20, or I should say the majors are back in the last 24 hours. Bonk is up 35%, like Clemente pointed out earlier. Dog With Hat, like I just said, up 20%. Pepe up 15%. I also saw some tweets about Bowden. By the Joe Biden derivative meme coin. I'm wondering what we think about the market cap of that one and if we think that could have legs between
it's
now.
Not high enough.
Right? What is the market cap of Bowden?
Whatever it is.
It's not high enough. It's just not high enough.
What the fuck happened?
Plain and simple, dude, you got to think about Joe Bowden. All it takes is for one individual that he's running against to say that name, and this thing goes 540 million, send it to 5 billion. Give me a 10x.
It's still a $500 million market. Like, it's still higher. A little
higher.
It's just literally a 10x, huh?
Yep.
Wow. I can't believe that this is showing.
I think everybody's just going to destroy crypto permanently just with this cycle just to make money because they just don't give a fuck. That's what
was it? Well, we've just acknowledged what crypto is.
I disagree with that. I believe in it.
Okay. So,
but I also believe in this. This is true freedom. And I do think Bowden goes to a $5 billion market cap. So I may buy some after this.
So what's the Trump one that seemed to...
Trump.
But that one...
Trump kind of sounds like shrimp.
No, you're both wrong. There's a Trump coin on ETH.
Oh, right.
MAGA.
Right.
So Joe Bowden is Salama. And then you have the Trump coin on ETH, which is actually like the main one that gets the volume. And one of Trump's advisors has now come out and noted that he's on the team.
The team that did Trump NFTs is the ones that launched this project.
That launched the token. There was rumblings that it was the same NFT team that launched the token. So there's some close.
I didn't
ties.
Even know you could do that. I didn't even know that was allowed in America. But I guess you could just do anything these days.
Well, I heard that also they're launching a national meme coin department of finance within the government. Actually, as part of this election, both. Candidates have been advocating for that.
Well,
so
it's why the Bored Apes are on the World Economic Forum. It's to slowly ease into meme coins in the world economy.
So yeah. Trump is at $265 million, Bowden at $560 million. But I think Bowden's way more memeable. So I think that
all it takes is Trump to say Bowden on stage and just have a kerfuffle to send this thing to $2 billion.
Well, he owes a lot of money in New York. Maybe he leveraged longs it on Binance and then says Bowden in a speech. That's what I would recommend he does.
Dog With Hat, $3.4 billion. Ape Coin, $1.3 billion. Which is just like
normal. That's normal.
No, yeah. I know. My whole point is they've just dropped the ball here, man. What the hell is going on? You know,
it's hard.
What they need to do is that they need to come out and say there will be no more utility for ApeCoin. Just end the utility and say it's now, rather than post a Bored Ape logo, it should be just like monkey GIFs.
Well, it's probably staking emissions, right? Still, that's kind of, you know, unlocks, probably putting some negative pressure on it. But ApeCoin was supposed to be the coin for the metaverse of gaming, but then they sold off all of their gaming
assets of their business. So it kind of doesn't make
Well, they didn't sell off other deed, right?
No, they're selling other deed.
I think they just like a, that's like trying to find a, you know, a buyer for Walmart. Like who's going to buy Walmart? It's the biggest company. Like Walmart buys other companies, you know, there's already there's 200,000 other deeds. Who's going to buy that?
That's true.
Well, there's actually 100,000. They haven't released the other 100,000. There's no indicator that they're going to release the other 100,000.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, who do you think's the buyer going to be?
The buyer of other
deed? The other deed vertical of assets.
Because they clearly would sell it if they could find a buyer.
No, he's Garga said that they're focused on other side, which is the 3D side of things. That theoretically, that land fits into literally the 3D world. I mean, they made 100,000 cards, which is a little ridiculous. So I think they have a tough road ahead, regardless of, I mean, I don't know how many assets they need to like offload. I don't think they have that many that they need to get rid of.
So they're still, are they calling it a metaverse anymore? Or is it just a 3D experience? Because there's sediment on my land. What's my sediment going to be used for, a rave? Like drugs at my rave?
No, you're going to go dig there. They're going to give you... Well, here's one of the things you haven't realized is part of the utility of Bored Ape assets and Yuga assets is that you actually have to do work. So what you're going to have to do is actually... They're going to give you a virtual... They're going to ship shovels to everybody and you just have to hit it repeatedly on the ground. In order to dig up the sediment that you have.
I like when you bike pump, dude. I love it, dude. Your shoulders are looking jacked from that. Anyways, I know this is not meme coin related, PO. Sorry.
No, no worries. No worries. I mean, look, some small cap meme coins. Shark Cat up 65% to 78 million. I love how small cap is just under 100 million. Ansem's Cat still has some momentum, up 55% to 12 million. Normie up 38% to 90 million. Wow. And Nub up 35% to 88 million. I mean, wow. This is very interesting. Out of all of those, I think Ansem's Cat probably has the least amount of staying power because I think when the tokens are concentrated on like one crypto Twitter influencer, like there's no shot that a normie, you know, late cycle is going to buy that because they're just not going to know who Ansem is. But the other ones are very interesting. I don't know about normie long term either. Nick?
I like Nub. I had traded Nub, but it started going down and I got out of it. It was right after what's his name had called the top Beanie. Had basically started bull posting right as it was like peaking and was like at like it was like 200-300 million, I feel like. It was way higher. And so it started going down. I sold out there on the pullback. I think I gave up in terms of my meme coin bags. I think I lost a few soul on that. This chart looks really good though. The fact that there's a staying power on Nub, I think that could be a nice little 3x there.
I'm up 3x, baby. I'm up.
You're 3x. Up 3x?
Yeah. I put six soul
into $5.
Six soul into Nub at 30 million. 35 million. And then I sold a little bit, took profits, two soul, I think, at 50. And then I sold a little bit more at 75. So I think I still have like 10 soul left, but I've realized a little 2x there. But I'm riding this into 500 mil, dude.
No. That's not called realizing a 2x when you've sold less than 100% of what you originally invested.
No, it's not a realized 2x. I realized like 4 soul gain, so 66% gain.
No, you didn't realize the gain. You haven't sold again.
I sold.
You said you invested 6 soul and you've sold 4 so far.
Yeah.
So far you've realized a 2 soul loss.
Nick, why are you pocket watching?
Why are you pocket watching, dog?
This terminology that he's using for someone that's talking about trading is completely wrong.
Let me cook. Okay, I got a question for you guys. So Normie on base, 58,000 holders.
Okay. Okay.
Who are these people?
So I have a better question. Go take a look at Brett. All right, go take a look at Brett.
Okay.
Take a look at Brett. Look at the market cap of Brett. Go take a look at the holder count of Brett. I don't think I know a single human being. I don't think I know a single human being who owns Brett.
So you're saying they're botting all of this, just like everything else that's happening these days.
I don't want to make claims.
Okay.
Because it is doing very well as a
because guess how many people hold Ether on Base? 346,000. So about half of those people also own Brett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow, man. New paradigm, I guess.
Well, look, I mean, meme coins have been interesting. Someone in the audience said, is any alpha on these meme coins? What are you talking about? It's literally gambling. Like, literally, what are you talking about? So we'll have to see what happens with
alpha. But like the alpha is, which are the ones that we own? Epic, buy that. Nub, I don't own it again yet, but looking like a toasty entry there. I think that I own some Pepe, so you're going to want to buy some of that, make my bags go up. I own a little bit of, what did I say? So we, Epic, what was the one? Pups.
Like, what's your size in these, Nick? Like, how much Pepe do you own?
A few thousand dollars.
Okay. I was thinking probably, I was in my head, I thought you had $100,000 worth.
Oh, no. I think my total meme coin bag at this point is $10,000, man.
So you're having fun. You're just staying youthful. You're staying hip with the kids. You're like, hey, kids, I like meme coins too.
That's what I'm saying.
I put $15,000 into Pups.
Well, I hope it works out. I know that you're getting in and out of this stuff fast enough to be able to survive. Quickly, we have a few more minutes here before we're joined by the Xverse team. We've got Ethereum NFTs actually having a little bit of action over the last 7 days. Pudgy Penguins up 11%. Bored Apes themselves up 16%. Mutant Apes up 26%. Miladies up 22%. And D-Gods up 20%. Very interesting stuff here on the Ethereum NFT side. I feel like I saw some bottom signals. I saw Nick Carter tweet, and keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of crypto, forget about normal people, the majority of crypto doesn't like NFTs and never has. Okay, so I just want to make sure that's properly communicated, that the majority of this industry, this market, does not like NFTs. Nick Carter tweeted, has any NFT project become the next Disney yet? I was like, that feels like a nice little, that could be a bottom signal right there. I do like that. Us talking about captains on the show and whether captains could outperform Avalanche and Nick buying a captain, that felt like a bottom signal to me. That feels like something we could look back on and be like, wow, that was actually really good. I don't know. That's how I'm thinking. Nick, you disagree?
No, that tweet is just so, how insulting. Have they become Disney yet?
Yo, in 2 years,
puberty yet? Like, what? I don't understand. What the hell? What is he talking about?
These guys would prefer like it doesn't even meme matter. World. I mean, you can go, you can, and like Epcot instead of Epcop, like you can go to like the Brett Zone, and you can just go hang out at the Brett
the
Zone,
Brett Bar.
And then you can go over to Dog with Hat, which is literally just 1,000 dogs with hats glued to their head, walking around pooping everywhere, and all you can buy there is doggy biscuits to feed them. Like, that's the world they want to live in.
I mean, I kind of like it. It'd be kinda cool. Yeah.
In reality, obviously, it would take a very long time to, quote, become the next Disney, considering Disney's built over literally 100 years.
It's got a turbo run it.
Clemente?
So I was looking at this last night, and there are some encouraging signs from the ETH NFT ecosystem. What I was looking at is the blend outstanding loans are all basically significantly down from 3 months ago. So what we saw when Pudgy Penguins hit like 20 to 22 ETH, we saw a lot of people take like an 18 ETH loan on their Pudgy Penguin to like hedge against it going down. The price went down, then a bunch of people defaulted, and it was a domino rally as Blur farmers were getting a bunch of Pudgy Penguins that they didn't want. But we're seeing this recovery of like D-God's outstanding loans are down 68%. Mutants down 50% in terms of outstanding loans. So the ecosystem as a whole is definitively in a better spot than it was a few months ago, which is bullish for ETH NFTs if you want to make a case for it.
Well, aren't we supposed to have Blast in 7 days?
Yes. Supposedly. Yes.
We're on so Blast.
Blast, we literally know absolutely nothing about what's the integration is going to be for Blur on Blast. We don't know if there's going to be gold incentives right away. We don't know if Pac-Man's going to recreate or change the way the
Blur farming distribution is going to work, if he's going to do a launch pad for it. There's a lot of unknowns. Or if you're going to be able to buy Blast, like ETH L1 NFTs on directly on Blast. That would be very interesting. I bought a Blast NFT this morning. It was so smooth. It was like you were on Solana. $0 fees. I'm like, that was a little troubling how easy that was.
What'd you buy?
New Blast City. I mean, it was just the remainder of the ETH I have in Blast that I just plowed right into.
Looks sound like you just ate Dippin' Dots for the first time. You know, you've been eating ice cream, dude. You really sold that, dude. You're like, this shit's smooth. Well, I guess if you did just like trade a BRC20 and come over, probably feels good.
Well, I love that Clemente just had to get rid of any Ethereum. God forbid it's held for the long term. So real quick, all right, you guys want to play? You guys want some alpha? I want to see what Nick, Kicks, and Easy think of this. I do not want to know what Clemente thinks of this. So let's go to Sharkify. We had a partnership with Sharkify, big fans of the Sharkify platform. Let's show this on screen. If you go to Tensor and you look up what Mad Lad's floor is, Mad Lad's floor is 95 Solana on Tensor right now. Okay.
It's rough, dude.
Well, sure. Or it's an opportunity. Go to lend, Clemente. So check it out. I'm in a spot where I'm down to acquire another Mad Lad because I'm down to just run it back right here because we bought them in the mid 80s, but with Solana at a really low price. I'm down to run it back and I'm down to double down and get a second Mad Lad. However, I could also not do that. It's not necessary for me to do that. So I was thinking I might drop a quick loan on their head real quick on Sharkify and rack up some soul and just be like, and just keep running it back. And if I end up with a Mad Lad out of it, that's cool too. That's what I'm thinking. That's my little play. I know it's not high risk enough for most people. People are like, make 3 soul clean in a week? No way. Is Alfalfa serious? No, Alfalfa, you did not do that. Why would you do that? Just wait. Wait, you bought the literal top? You bought it for 200 Solana? Damn.
Well, maybe he took, maybe he's just looking for, some losses to move forward at this point in time, which is, that's a nice big loss.
Smart. Well, let's play the scenarios out, right?
Scenarios are either you get interest on the loan or you get the Mad
Solana
Lad.
Or you get the Mad Lad. Yeah. And you're happy either way.
I'm happy either way.
That's a win-win, dude.
Nick, what do you think of this? I'd love to know how Nick thinks through something like this.
I'm interested in placing the loan.
Okay, so now Nick, we're competing for the fucking loan.
We're both
competing for the loan. And you're going to undercut me like heavily.
No, I should do it for 2.5.
My undercut, you mean overbid you?
I mean, yeah, whatever. Same thing. It's literally the same thing. Okay, Easy. What do you think?
I think the loan amount that you're going to get is lower than the bottom that they see. I think it's a better value than where the bottom is actually formed. I think we're really close to it right now in this like 95 area, but I think we could see 90, 88, kind of where I'm looking at it. I think this is a no-brainer.
Ebrink thinks they go to 50, man. Why don't we just short them on Tensor?
You could do a price lock, but that thing is, it's like 7 days versus a loan, which gives you about 14.
No, we're not doing any Wild West gamble.
The loan is 7 days.
Oh, wait. So the floor is 95 and you're loaning them 80 and you're getting 3 on
95
it.
Is inclusive of the fees, basically, is what you're getting on the royalties.
But I'm saying there's like a 10% buffer in the loan. It's not like full LTV.
The actual floor is 89.68. Right now, the loan that I just bid was at 84.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You're giving them 95% LTV, as they say in the banks.
Yeah, so first of all, we got some peeps actually being like, yo, this is pretty good. So yeah, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm coming in an 85 loan right now.
Come on.
This is bullshit. Like, what are you guys doing?
I mean, Tommy D. Andrade, phenomenal hair. His family's probably generational lenders. They probably made their money on loans. And so getting a compliment on a loan from that guy, I'd say that's pretty top tier, man. I mean, that's Casamigos if you're drinking Espolon normally.
Well, anyway, I'm going to do this too. It sounds like Easy and Nick are doing it as well. So, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that people in the audience are going to do it too, because that's typically how these things play out. Everyone just steals the trade.
Yeah,
Clemente,
shared this one, dude. You messed up.
My TDI is going to sell in 3 days. I'll plow that $8,000 right into one of these.
Do not do that. Do not do that. That's bullshit.
Oh, your car.
Do not do that. If you do that, I will be very upset. No, I feel like this is like perfect for what I like to do.
This is such a no-brainer, PO. I think Mad Lads at this price is $15,000 for these feels like such a steal when you like if 14-month PO, which I know you
These are going to go to $100,000. Period.
I mean, what's the upside on these like 1920 investigators?
Whatever it is now, the upside is up to $100,000 because...
But I thought they already did their token airdrop, or no?
Mad Lads don't have a token. They have an exchange, Backpack Exchange. It's one of the few that has a specific license based in Dubai. It's by the project by two known founders in the Solana space, Tristan and Armani, both former FTX employees, left before the collapse of FTX.
Hey, they're smart. I like that.
Good guys, smart guys.
I feel like the reaction I'm seeing in comments both on Twitter and on YouTube is bottom signal commenting. And so I feel even better about this. I'm not saying this is definitively the bottom for Mad Lads and they cannot go lower. I actually just mean I've been saying I feel like we're in a bottom period for NFTs in general. Mm-hmm. When you see those dunks, like the Nick Carter dunk, I really, really like Clemente. Can you pull that up just so people can like see it on screen and visually remember? By the way,
yo, I love this chart. Where you're buying at, it's either going to 30,000 or it's going to 8,000. So I like this, the risk there.
Aren't going through. What's going on, Solana?
If you were on, the stock market with this, you could do like a butterfly, an iron condor strategy with options. But I mean, we can't really do that in Web3 just yet.
When is Solana going to be fixed?
It is fixed.
Here's the thing,
he's eating macadamia nuts, and he's just like, it is fixed.
I was chewing on ice because I'm tired of Nick's bullshit today. Solana is fixed.
This is why I like
it. It's working fine. What are you trying to buy, Nick?
Zoom in on this. Zoom in on this.
I'm trying to make a loan on here, and it's not working.
Clemente, so check it out. This is my guy, Nick Carter. I'm a big fan of him, actually. But real quick, I want you to, everyone that's watching and everyone listening, just remember this moment that I said that this was a bottom signal for the NFT market in general. I think 14 months, 15 months is a good amount of time. These are things that I view as bottom signals. I also pointed out bottom signals for crypto, by the way, when Barstool Sports, like 9 months ago, 10 months ago, posted a meme dunking on crypto. I was like, that's a bottom signal. Then the Bitcoin ETFs came out and things ran up literally by a 3x from where we're at that point. So I'm saying this is a bottom signal in my mind for NFTs, and people reacting the way they have been to me just indicates why it's hard to buy things at the bottom. It's just hard. We're at.
He used the terminology NFT issuer. And I think that was kind of sarcastic and kind of, had some implications behind that I do not appreciate. But Pio, hit you a quick theory, right? May work into your Mad Lads buy real quick. Okay. I looked at the past summers for the last 6 years in crypto.
Okay.
Generally, summers not great for the majors.
Mm-hmm.
Even in bull markets, you look at 2021, May was absolutely brutal. In bear markets, I think one out of the last 6 years, you saw a good move up in the majors. But generally, summers are flat, best case scenario, little pullback generally happens. But you go back every single year, there's always been a season, a summer season, a seasonal summer extravaganza that everybody trades around. So you go all the way back to 2020, it was DeFi summer. People were trading fruits, DeFi fruit farms. Made generational wealth. I know one guy that made generational wealth in 2020 on that. 2021 summer. That was NFT season. Bored Ape Yacht Club. Ever heard of it? Could have got one of those for $1,000, right? 2022, I forget. But 2023, meme coin season. So if we all pool our collective minds and find out what the summer season extravaganza will be for 2024, that's where the money's going to be made. Not buying Solana, not buying Ethereum.
not buying Bitcoin, but instead finding what that meta is. Now, could it be meme coins again? It was that last year. Maybe. Could it be NFTs again? Maybe. I don't know. Could it be AI? I don't really understand AI and crypto, but it could be. But that's what we got to figure out. It could be rune season. It could be ordinals. Who knows? But whatever it is, generational wealth to be had.
I don't really care what happens in any summer or any short-term period of time. All I know is we have not seen the new all-time high for NFT volume yet, so I'm totally comfortable buying the literal number one NFT on one of the top two NFT blockchains, top three NFT blockchains. We have not seen the new all-time high for NFT volume. Ladies and gentlemen...
Oh, fuck me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are being joined by our partners for today's show. We have Jan and Ken from Xverse. If you've been trading on Bitcoin, whether it's ordinals, now runes, you're probably familiar with Xverse. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey guys.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. You guys sound great. You look great. Love the cameras, especially Ken's. Ken, see, that's what a CEO needs is a good audio visual setup for interviews.
Exactly.
Love to see it, Ken. That's what I'm talking about. Dead serious.
I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
Sorry to disrupt your flow, but you were talking about top two, top three chain for NFTs. You were talking about Bitcoin. What were you talking about?
The top three chains for NFTs are Bitcoin, Solana, and Ethereum.
And so number one is Bitcoin?
At this point. I don't know. Am I wrong about that?
I just wanted to clarify, you know? I just wanted to clarify that we're on the same page, but otherwise everything is all good.
I mean, look at the volume, and I think it speaks for itself. So look, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, obviously there's a lot of Ethereum and Solana people here, and maybe some people haven't started interacting with ordinals or runes. Can you all get, and you guys are, you know, the leading wallet on Bitcoin, Xverse is the leading wallet for ordinals and runes. Can you guys give like kind of a high level overview of ordinals and runes and how Xverse has been building with the intention of supporting those ecosystems?
Ken, go ahead.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, we got into runes very early when we heard that, you know, Casey was working on this new fungible token standard. Before that, we had integrated with BRC20 tokens. And, you know, there were some issues, you know, to say the least, with BRC20s. But runes was kind of like an improvement to BRC20 that, you know, everyone was so excited about. And we started to support testnet for runes before the mainnet launch. And, you know, we had a awesome, crazy launch just last week, last Friday. When the halving happened, runes also launched into mainnet. We saw, you know, significantly higher downloads and activity across the board. People were minting the first, you know, etching the first runes, minting the first runes. And, you know, there was just huge amount of activity, and we're super excited by that as well. I can dive into maybe like the technical side of things on why runes maybe in a bit, but yeah, happy to, you know, answer any questions as well.
Yeah, I mean,
you so know, we, to simplify,
absolutely.
Ahead, I just wanted to simplify, Pio, you know, we're bringing shitcoins to Bitcoin, you know, that's just what it is. Runes, you know, I think everybody can understand that. So we're bringing shitcoins to Bitcoin.
I think the biggest thing, and you know, we had Trevor on the show to kind of do the technical sort of deep dive. I think the biggest thing that people should take away is that BRC20 wasn't perfect. I think that's a fair kind of assessment to make of it. And runes is a significant improvement. And Casey Rodemore, who created the Ordinals protocol, which I think a lot of people can recognize is a very strong addition to the Bitcoin network, you know, bringing runes into the Bitcoin network makes a lot of sense, right? Clearly, he kind of knows what he's doing. So on Monday, you all announced support for runes in the Xverse wallet. What exactly does that look like for the end user?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Clemente, can you go back to that video, you know, one more time? Because we can actually walk through some of the main features. I think something that also kind of sets us apart, you know, compared to the other wallets, like ultimately, you know, what does it look like, right? Like this is, for instance, one of our partners, Luminex, where you can mint these things, right? So if you want to get runes, you need to go to a site, either a marketplace or a minting site like Luminex, and you're going to create a transaction, simple stuff. You log in with your Xverse wallet, similar like what you do with other chains, you know, other, you know, let's say MetaMask on Ethereum. So you just log in and you create a transaction, you mint these things, right? And, you know, obviously you have the balance in your wallet, you know, pretty nicely. Everything is there. You know, you see what kind of run you have, what is the balance, you can send it out, etc. I think what is really important, obviously, for us specifically, you know, we're Bitcoin wallet first, right? And so when you buy these things, even now, you know, we see Magic Eden. So obviously you can go to a site like Magic Eden. They have smashed it with their marketplace for runes. They've been very, 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 very fast. And so you basically buy or sell, you see, we give you a lot of warnings, right? So, you know, for runes, it's actually important that you don't do something stupid because you could actually lose them. You know, similarly on Ethereum, you know, you go to a site that either is a fake site, whatever, you sign a contract that is basically going to take all of your NFTs or take all of your assets. The same stuff can happen on Bitcoin, you know? And so what we do with Xray specifically, we actually give users a lot of these warnings. You know, we make sure that it's super transparent. It's super easy to understand. And you cannot really make a mistake if you're kind of a novice, let's say, you know, if you're here for the very first time. So I think that's kind of unique and different compared to other wallets because we're Bitcoin first, Bitcoin native, and we're really trying to make that experience as simple as to understand as possible.
Absolutely. Anything to add, Ken?
No, I think that was a pretty good explanation.
Absolutely. I want to make one little comment. You know, you love to see it when we have like, you know, a brand on and you get that positive, you know, kind of brand response to the brand from the audience. I know Xverse has that. That's something you kind of can't teach. It just sort of happens because of the strength of a product. So you absolutely love to see it.
I'm a big fan of Xverse. Used it for all my Ordinales trades.
Love it. Let's go. I hope you have a lot of them. But make sure that you have Ledger as well with your Xverse, okay?
I got in a little too early on Ordinals, if you know what I mean. I was too early.
What does
I'm still doing fine.
Well, Kix was buying them when they were still in the spreadsheet phase early last year.
We have the whale in the house. I like to see that. Yeah. We have the whale in the house.
I have some Bitcoin toads, you know, first
yeah, Kix, what number are they? What Ordinal inscriptions are they?
4,800 through like 4,900. So sub 5K, just barely. You know,
wow,
let's go.
I'm gonna give it to my children when I'm on my deathbed 40 years from now.
There you go. So look, obviously Runes is still in the early stages. I would love to know if you guys have any predictions for how the tech and the support for Runes will change over time and you know where kind of Xverse plays into that.
Yeah, you know, I think go ahead, Ken. We're talking over each other.
Yeah, so I think, you know, like you said, we're still like very early days for our Runes infrastructure. And basically what you see right now is the same kind of experience you would have trading, buying BRC20 tokens, where, you know, things are in like a set bundle and you have to buy like an amount that someone is offering. But, you know, because we're still so early, we haven't had the kind of time to build out better infrastructure for, you know, trading experience that looks more like a DEX. You know, like on some of the other chains out there. So I think we should give it some time and let people build these things. We know of several projects that are, you know, working on a DEX. It's going to take some time, but, you know, Runes has an advantage in that it doesn't have some of the technical limitations that BRC20 has, and these things could be possible. From our end, you know, we want to support Runes at a very deep level. Right now, we support showing the balance, transferring, all the operations that you can do on these applications, you know, whether it's trading or buying or selling. We also want to add that to, you know, our integration with Ledger. We want to offer a way for people to potentially list runes for sale directly from Xverse wallet in the future as well. So we're going to treat it as a first class citizen in Xverse.
Awesome. And yeah, was there anything to add? Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, in general, I think people need to put things into perspective, right? Like it has been 4 days since we launched Runes, or Runes were launched, right? And so even though there was so much hype around it and people have been talking about it for maybe 6 months straight, you know, it's going to take time for these builders to really kind of wrap their head around it because, you know, there is a lot of things that if you do it wrong, you know, people are going to end up losing all of their assets with Runes, right? And unfortunately, we have already seen some instances of that happening. And so for us, ultimately, as a wallet, we want to focus on, you know, the security first, you know, making sure that people can save their assets safely. And if they interact with specific sites, you know, they get a lot of warnings and stuff so that they can actually make a sense of that. And then for the builders, really, like, I would expect it's going to take a couple weeks, it's going to take a couple months before we see like more experiences beside just Magic Eden. Obviously, Magic Eden is leading the way right now. but I think that there is going to be many different approaches towards like, how do you actually manipulate runes? What do you do with them? Can you burn BRC20 tokens and claim runes and do some sort of other, you know, utility gamification and stuff? I think we need a couple weeks, couple months to actually see this happening. And after that, I think people are going to recognize that the protocol itself, runes, is actually superior to anything else that exists on Bitcoin right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's some of the juiciest stuff when it comes to Bitcoin. First ordinals and then now runes is just some of the kind of most juicy technological development, in my opinion, from what I've seen. I'd be curious, what sort of user base do you guys have outside of people that are participating with ordinals and runes? Are there like kind of traditional Bitcoiners that are using X versus Wallet? I would just be curious because I know traditional Bitcoiners in general have a very specific opinion on how things should be. And I'd be curious to see if you guys have any kind of like response from them on your product, because I would just love to know what they think of it.
Yeah. You know, I think ultimately if you're referring to Bitcoin maxis, right?
Sure.
Like they don't like the purists. I mean, Bitcoin maxis. I mean, I'm a Bitcoin maxi. I love to see innovation on Bitcoin. I think that's a maximalism or form of maximalism. But, you know, I love Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin is the best. But ultimately, if you look at these purists, you know, they don't like anything that has something to do with ordinals and other shit coins and runes and this. So they're probably not using our product, to be very frank with you. You know, they're using Sparrow. They're probably just holding their Bitcoin. They're not really doing anything with it. Maybe they're using Lightning Network to send some micropayments to friends and onboard them to Bitcoin. But those guys are not really our primary target or primary audience. Ultimately, you know, we focus on people that actually want to do stuff with their Bitcoin. Obviously, degens first, because degens run crypto, especially when it comes to the first level of adoption. Right. So we see a lot of people that have been on other chains. There are degens in Solana, there are degens on Ethereum, you know, and other ecosystems. And obviously, they all know Bitcoin. They all love Bitcoin because they're here because of Bitcoin. And so now they're coming here because suddenly they can buy JPEGs and they can buy shitcoins, meme coins, and they can be kind of part of the conversation in the Bitcoin ecosystem. And so those are, I would say, majority of our users. And then obviously you have kind of the practical Bitcoiners, right? Like Bitcoiners that actually want to see innovation happening on Bitcoin, that are pushing for improvements, even potentially, you know, soft fork and stuff like that, you know, so that we can see more kind of innovation happening. You know, obviously those guys love Xverse. They're all using it. You know, many of them are our investors. And, you know, so it's really kind of a combination of those, I would say, two audiences.
Absolutely. And you know, Ken, as the CEO, I'd love to just ask you, you know, obviously, Nick and I are crypto entrepreneurs also. And obviously, you guys have a product that's natively has a product market fit in this market, right? It's an infrastructure product. Everybody needs a wallet there. Definitively, it's proven that wallets have product market fit in the crypto market. How, when you're running the business, the ups and downs of price and cycle, how do those sort of affect the business? Because like the bear market was pretty gnarly, right? 20 months or so. And it's just, there's just generally less interest in the space, even though nothing changed except the price, right? And nobody can control the price. I would just love to know how you think about running the business in a cyclical bleeding edge sector here.
Yeah, you know, we're long-term, you know, believers in Bitcoin, right? So we tend to kind of just don't care about the short-term fluctuations. We know that Bitcoin is a, you know, really strong protocol in the future, that it's going to be so important. You know, the price will go up, but that doesn't really matter to us, because, you know, whether or not the price goes up, we're going to continue to build. You know, what we're doing here is building out an app that people want to use and serve a use case and actually add value to people, right? And by doing that, it doesn't really matter if the price goes up or goes down, you know, as long as people can use it for something. And actually, the bear markets are the best times to build, because you can kind of filter out all the noise and just focus on how do you perfect your product and make it the best experience possible.
Absolutely. One follow-up. Oh, go ahead, Jan. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, Pio. I just want to say, you know, it has been a very different bear market, though, for us, especially because, you know, ultimately we started working on ordinals basically, you know, January, February last year, you know, and ever since then, you know, I guess that was the time when Bitcoin was kind of all time low. You know, we were kind of somewhere around, like, I would say 18K or whatever was the price around that time. And so you could say that that was like the deepest bear market. And, you know, we basically haven't stopped since then, you know, in terms of just growth and shipping product and just like being at the forefront. So, you know, for us, you know, obviously we have felt that bear market to some extent, but ultimately we have been fortunate enough to find this kind of new energy in Bitcoin. And we have basically not stopped building and just being busy, crazily busy just for the past, like, you know, 16 months, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Clement, do you have a question?
Yeah, I've been buying some runes the last few days. And I guess for you guys, like when you look at the aftermath or kind of the launch and how everything went down and kind of with the spike in transaction fees, and when I compare my user experience to like Solana, for example, or Ethereum and the differences that come with that, I guess where do you guys see this trend going to? Is it an L2 on Bitcoin? Obviously, you guys have Stacks integration and it's pretty seamless there, but I'm just curious how you guys are navigating and thinking about that going forward as you are kind of leading the charge, building on top of it.
Yeah. Ken? So, you know, like you said, this naturally leads to Bitcoin L2s, right? We already have Stacks integrated as one L2. You know, we're open to other solutions as well. And, you know, we're actively working with projects to add integrations for other Bitcoin L2s. I think naturally when the fees go up this high, you know, people will want an additional avenue to put their activity into, right? Right now, yes, there are some L2s out there, but the link between Bitcoin layer one and the L2 is still kind of difficult to navigate. And there isn't great user experiences, but over the next several months, I think the solutions that will come out, including with the upgrades that Stacks is getting, that's going to make these experiences much better. And I think the ultimate future is that, you know, for high value transactions, it can happen on Bitcoin L1. But for, you know, the lower value or frequent transactions, those can be moved onto a layer two, whatever layer two that is.
Crazy idea, Ken. Crazy idea that technology could solve problems on a literal open source technology network that's changing the way that values exchanged on the internet. I'm sarcastic here. I just find it so funny that people, they really have trouble grasping that Bitcoin is an open source technology network that's going to be changing because people are able to contribute to it. And whatever it becomes, that's what it becomes because incentives kind of motivate what direction the protocol goes in. I also find it fascinating that there's the sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of perspective on a lot of things. First, the fees weren't high enough to support the Bitcoin network after the last Bitcoin's mined, and that's a crisis for Bitcoin and it's a big problem. Now the fees are way too high and it's killing the Bitcoin network. I just think that's so funny. L2s can't be built on Bitcoin, except of course they can. Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, my last question, Ken, you know, people ask us, like, where do you guys see yourselves in 5 years? And in a bleeding edge technology sector, I absolutely hate that question because it's basically like a fairy dust question because things can change, you know, at the macro level for your industry so much that you could never actually answer that question accurately. I like the where do you see things in 1 year question. So like for Xverse, let's say you guys crush. Everything goes well. You keep onboarding so many more users. Runes continues to take off. What is like a best case scenario for Xverse 1 year from now? Now, April 2025?
That's a good question. You know, I think with runes, if it goes the way that people think it will go, I think that's already a great outcome for us. And then the layer twos. So I think that's going to take a little bit longer, but ultimately, if those layer twos are successful, we can see Bitcoin having, you know, the same or even much better Web3 experiences compared to other layer one chains. And in that case, like if you have the security of the Bitcoin chain, you have the speed of, you know, for example, Solana, and the smart contract capabilities that Ethereum Solana has. I think that's a very dangerous situation for the other chains. And people, you know, you don't have a reason for people to go from Bitcoin to another chain. And we want to be the Bitcoin ecosystem wallet, and we want to power all those use cases. And when people say, you know, use Bitcoin, they're going to go and download Xverse.
Absolutely.
I want to be more plain again. You know, I want to simplify everything. If everything goes well and we execute according to everything that we have planned and everything goes amazing and we're in a bull market, whatever, we're going to be the biggest wallet in the space, like period. Like, There's just no question about it because Bitcoin is the biggest and there is the largest amount of activity, so much to build. You know, there's nothing really right now. And so if we look at, you know, 5 years from now or whatever, you know, the next cycle, whatever we want to look at, like ultimately that's the opportunity we're going after, right? So if everything is perfect, if everything is according to what we dream about, I think this is the opportunity that lies ahead of us and we just have to execute towards it.
Love to hear it, Jan. Had to hit you with a little air horn on that one. Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, check out Xverse Wallet if you haven't already. I'm assuming a significant percentage of our audience is either familiar or already has the wallet. It's at xverse.app. That's xverse.app. Make sure you give them a follow on Twitter if you're listening on the Twitter show. We have Jan's and Ken's Twitters here. It's non-fungible_Jan for Jan. And then Ken is YUKANL on Twitter. Jan co-hosts the Ordinal Show with Leonidas and Trevor, so make sure you give that a listen. Anywhere else we should send people? Anything else people need to know, Jan or Ken?
Well, I think I would like to ask you a question, guys. Like, I would like to know what we're buying. You know, what kind of ordinals are we buying? Clemente, can you give us, like, you know, like, can you tell us, like, you know, your research recently? Like, what are we buying?
So I've been just plowing my money into Satoshi Nakamoto.
I'm big Satoshi.
We need it to go up.
I'm going to be honest. What I didn't like about it is I'm trying to buy and everything. So I'm a rookie, right? I was trying to buy and it was when something was minting and I paid literally like $120 in fees for like a $600 purchase. So it was brutal. Yeah. And yeah, people are telling me not to ask you, but then I DCA'd back in. I'm like, I'm still down like 20% on Satoshi, but I'm just holding it. I got some pups on Solana, which I'm very excited about. And
Let's go.
Only other thing that I'm just bag holding right now, Jan, is Nat Cats. But okay. That one's but hey, I'm holding. I'm a
good community member. Good.
Well, I'm very glad that Xverse has allowed you to take this action, Clemente. You know, that's really
I'm happy as well.
the last thing I will say is I was like a lot of people, I think, listening. I've gotten a bunch of when we said yesterday that we were partnering with you guys on today's show, we actually got some DMs that were like, oh, I haven't used Bitcoin yet. I haven't, like, I just have Bitcoin in Coinbase and I haven't like moved it to a wallet yet. They were actually curious about today's show, but I was the same way 3 months ago and I bought my first Ordinal and it's actually not that bad at all in terms of an experience. It's so simple, but
and it's layer one Bitcoin. That's why it's so crazy. It's layer one. Yeah. That's nuts.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
100%.
No, that's it. It was like not initial. That first jump, that first transaction is what requires a little bit of help. But after that, it's very smooth. So I'm excited for our audience to start getting into Bitcoin a lot more.
Absolutely. It's inevitable because that's just where the market's going. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Xverse Wallet. That's xverse.app. Ken and Jan, thank you so much for joining the show. Really appreciate you guys. Everyone give them a follow.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys. Catch you guys next
time.
Thanks
for having us.
Of course, our pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. We will be back tomorrow. Show runs Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern time each and every week, right here on Twitter Spaces, YouTube, X Platform Video, Apple and Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We are here. We're going to do a little X themed song here for Xverse, a little exhibit on the way out. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch you guys next time.